Hi everybody and welcome back to From My Playlist to Yours, where I pick 5 songs from my own playlist to play for you guys. And these are 5 very well curated songs that I've carefully chosen to play for you during this episode. And for today, actually, I just finished picking the 5 songs that I have for you. And it depends mostly on my mood. But yesterday's episode was a little more special because, as I said, it was my birthday. And yesterday, I didn't really care about the genre. I just picked whatever song that I can and is connected to my favorites, which was fun. But today, since we're back to regular programming, I have to at least remember the genres that I put within this episode. But since it's a holiday in the Philippines, in observation of Eid al-Fitr for our brothers and sisters in the Muslim community, I have curated 5 songs that are not really upbeat but more on the mellow side. But still, we will be relaxed and we shall enjoy the rest of our time for the next more so 20 to 30 minutes. Starting off with the first song, since it's a holiday, I figured this song by Suzy entitled Holiday will be a great fit. So if you are a fan of Suzy, do let me know. And if you do know other holiday songs, just like this one, though I think this one is more on a vacation kind of vibe, please just let me know. Alright, this is Suzy with Holiday. This next song is from the drama Another Oh Haeyong, and this is by Roy Kim. Actually, Roy Kim has been singing songs for dramas. For most of the dramas that I have seen, there would always be 1 or 2 Roy Kim songs, which is actually very distinct from the other songs. And I just love his voice. It's so clear. And I don't know, there's a certain kind of feel to his voice. Well, if you know him and you like him also as a singer, then let's enjoy this next song. This is by Roy Kim and the title is Maybe I, from the drama Another Oh Haeyong. Our third song for tonight is from the drama Miss Hammurabi. And this is by U-MB5 featuring Sam Carter. And the title is Someday, Somehow. I don't know, I just love this song for its vibe, its strength in a way. And it's a little unique based on the other songs that I have heard. And if you have seen Miss Hammurabi, I recently found out that Hammurabi is a myth of sorts, or a story. There's a story about it that I've read somewhere about fighting for justice, which is exactly what the drama is about. And if you haven't seen it, it's a really good drama, though it's a little bitten and lacking on the romance side. But I love it because it's supposed to be a legal drama. And since it's more on the serious side and more on fighting for justice and fighting for what's right, too much romance, I think, would ruin the purpose of the show. And I just love that drama. It has very similar sort of plots in a way, wherein there's a mentor and the professionals or the young people around, similar to Romantic Doctor Kim Sabu. So you have to see that for yourself. But yon, the leads are L and what's her name from Black, the lady, the beautiful girl, I forgot her name, please let me know. her name. It's on top of my mind, but oh, I forgot. Yeah, but Elijah L. Din yung tawag sa kanya. Elijah is also there. She's so pretty. What's her name? I forgot talaga. But just let me know if you do know the name. Sorry, forgive me, fans. I just have problems. Oh my god, I just had my birthday yesterday. It's a bad sign. Anyway, this is Roy Kim. Not Roy Kim. This is Someday Somehow by U-MB5 and Sam Carter. Enjoy! Guys, it's Go Ara. Sorry na, I forgot her name. But I certainly remember her face and her performance for that drama, which was very commendable. But yun, sorry, Go Ara pala. In my mind, it was like Bora or something. I am totally messing things up. Yeah, that was, again, a song by U-MB5 and Sam Carter from the drama Miss Hammurabi. Alright, so the next one, our fourth song na agad. The fourth song is from the drama It's Okay, That's Love, starring my favorite Kong Yo Jin and, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, si Jo In Sung. And this drama is a little, I'm a fan of it, but I didn't really linger on it, though it has very important issues within it that I find very, I don't know, it's enchanting in a way. Because there are plot twists that you didn't or you shouldn't be able to predict. And apart from that, it tackles very sensitive issues, very sensitive yet important issues in our society, which is mental health. So if you haven't seen that drama, just be more open-minded and maybe, I don't know, try to take it into context that these are events that are happening in real life. I mean, not true stories, but these are situations that can possibly occur in real life as they are tackling or really delving into the issues of mental health. And I find that very, how do I describe it? Eye-opening in a way, because, well, mental health wasn't really talked about that much. So it's just a good thing that mainstream television shows in Korea did. And yeah, it made us more aware of the issues of mental health in general. So anyways, I hope you enjoy this song. I enjoyed it. I actually forgot where this is from. But when I heard it, I was like, where is this coming from? Which drama is this from? So this is Wee Sung from... Yeah, Wee Sung singing For You from the drama It's Okay, That's Love. Oh guys, it's already the fifth song. I can't believe time flies. Whenever you play music, or whenever I play music, it's always like this. Like, time is just so fast. Anyway, the fifth song is once again from my favorite drama, When the Camellia Blooms. And I was supposed to play this some other day, but I completely, like, placed it on another set of playlist. But anyway, today is the day for this drama song. This is Foolish Love from the drama When the Camellia Blooms. The artist is, of course, John Park. Enjoy, guys. This is a very sweet song. We have now come to an end for today, and that was 5 picks from my playlist to yours. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you have song suggestions or even song requests for me, guys, there is this button in Anchor that allows you to send voice message, and I would love to hear your voice as well. And if you are not comfortable with that, you can also send me an email at frommyplaylisttoyours@gmail.com. Or yeah, social media pages is also fine. So I'll wait for those, and I'll see you guys next time.